Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Many times where I thought, when the new year comes around, when I get married, when I have a partner, when I have my baby, when I get a new job, when I get a new house, I've always thought, you know what, when that happens, I will be able to be porn. And I played the mental game with myself and thinking, if I do relapse after that, then I'll tell somebody, then I'll get serious. I'm gonna tell you in this video why this doesn't work and how to make it work so that you stop going back to porn even after these big milestones in your life. So my story in porn recovery starts when I was about 16 years old, when I really, really got serious about this nofap thing and quitting porn. And I looked at all the online articles and videos about how to beat porn, and I got really, really serious about it. And I managed to abstain from porn for about 3 years, right? For a number of years through just sheer willpower. And I was a busy student at the time, and I found my partner, my current wife. We got married, and I was feeling on top of the world, feeling clean. And then just 1 year after our marriage, we had a lot of stress in our relationship. We had a lot of fights. We had a lot of conflict and arguments, and we were really butting heads at the time, like most couples go through, especially early on. And I remember I went back to porn. I had a very, very hard, strong relapse to go back to porn, and I did. And I was really shooken. I was like, I can't believe this happened. I believed wholeheartedly that when I get married and find my partner and I'm in a relationship, I won't need porn anymore. And I was really taken aback and shooken up by this. And I tried to figure out what was going on. How did this happen? And then I just kind of tried to will myself through it again, all right? And I just pushed through it, and I could go weeks, maybe months, but I always went back to it. And I didn't tell my wife at the time until much later. And then guess what? Had my baby. Had my son, my baby boy, right here. Had a new job, actually. And I thought, this is it. I'm gonna be a parent, and I can't have porn in my life anymore. If this is not me quitting porn, then it's over. Then I don't know what to do anymore. And I had my baby, and I was feeling good for a while. But you know how life is. Some things happened, and I got really stressed out because of life, work, finances, all that. Anxiety took over. And I found the easiest way to go back to a state of relaxation temporarily was to go back to porn. And that's what I did. And you can imagine my feeling after feeling for more than a decade, 15 years plus, that if I get this, if I get that, if the new year comes around, if I just repent and pray hard enough, if I just wait to the new month, if I just get that new house, that new opportunity, that new job, that new location, then it'll be different. And the reason that none of this works and you keep relapsing and failing is because you have not addressed the root cause of why you use porn. And every time I thought, when I get X, Y, and Z, when I get to that new milestone in my life, I will have beaten porn, I would, in a hope, in a dream, that maybe I'll have enough willpower and determination that when I'm married or have kids, and enough willpower, then I'll be able to beat it. The problem with doing that is I was not addressing the reason I was using porn in the first place. And we're led to believe in this fallacy that beating porn is somehow just a willpower issue. It's not a willpower issue. It's a root cause issue. It's a symptom of what's going on inside. And because I never addressed, you got it, I never addressed the stress in my life. I never addressed how to deal with intense stress and anxiety. And so the easiest and fastest way for me to deal with those emotions in the moment after I was married, after I had kids, was to go back to porn. I never learned how to mood regulate. And the reason you guys use porn, let me know if that's true actually. And I want you to think about this for a second. When was the last time that you slipped up, you acted out? And I want you to really go back and figure out exactly what led to that and exactly what your emotional state of being was that day. And if you can pinpoint it, I'm willing to bet my life that it was something to do with your emotional state at the moment. It wasn't just that you were triggered by something. You saw something online and you were triggered to go down that rabbit hole. It's never just a trigger, because you could be triggered by the same thing, or two people could be triggered by the same thing or see the same thing and have different reactions to it. You could one day go into the gym and notice all the beautiful people, and then the next day go into the gym and not even notice anything. That means it's nothing to do with the trigger itself, but everything to do with your state of mind, your state of being on that day. That makes sense? So you have to go back and think, last time I slipped up, or any time I slip up, why do I do that? And that's a clear indicator for why you use porn and the most important thing that you need to address when you do have these milestones in your life. Next time the new month comes around, the new week comes around, the new year comes around, you move, you get married, you get in a relationship, every opportunity, every single day is an opportunity for you to not just abstain from porn for the sake of abstaining, but through recovering from porn. And that means addressing the reason why you use porn in the first place. So all of these opportunities, the way to win with these new milestones in your life, these next adventures in your life, the way to win is through addressing the reason that you use porn and making your life so focused and intensely serious about fixing that. And when you do that, porn is not an issue anymore because you won't need it anymore. And when I got that and understood that porn is actually what's causing me stress and I don't need porn anymore, and when I removed that, I was less stressed out and I addressed the stress in my life, the irritation and the anxiety I had about a lot of things, then it became infinitely easier to turn off porn like that. So let's say the new month is rolling around soon and you're trying to make your list of determinations or things you want to do every day to kind of guarantee your success with this nofap thing, this quitting porn thing, right? Some things you could do that you might think are important, like connecting with people, like reflecting, like prayer, those are all important. But actually the most important thing you can do is addressing why you use porn, addressing the cause of that causes you to go back to porn, the thing that you think you need porn for. And you can do daily actions to address that. For example, if your biggest stressor in your life is finance, for example, or a relationship or school or work, and you just hate work or school, whatever, you can use your time and effort and your daily disciplines to address those and talk to people about those things and reflect on those things. In essence, you don't even need to talk about porn to beat porn. Does that make sense? If you have a partner or a family member or a parent in your life, you can talk with them on a regular basis about addressing the root cause of your porn addiction without ever talking about porn ever. Because in the end, your porn habit has nothing, very little to do with porn itself, like the actual act of watching porn, but it's a very different thing. And when you understand that, there's a very clear distinction between the act of watching porn that you choose to do and the root cause why you use porn and the healing and recovery that's needed. And that distinction is very clear. And when you understand that, it'll blow your mind and it'll make you want to like the video, right? It's a difference between recovery and abstinence. Abstinence is willpower. Recovery is healing. You need healing. You need recovery. But you don't need porn in order to recover. You understand? You don't need porn in order to recover your brain. You can eliminate that part of the equation immediately today, right now, and start working on the parts of your life that are really important. Long gone are the days where you can just will yourself and count the days of nofap basically into your next slip up, all right? Counting days is optional, it's not required. That's what I tell guys. You can start today, make today your new milestone, make tomorrow your new milestone, and make every single day from now until the rest of your life about how do you be the man of integrity that you wanna be and not just abstain from porn for the sake of abstaining from porn. But you make your day and your life about how do I be the man I want to be and practice being that every day. And when you do that, that is what it is being beating porn. That's it. You're thinking about like, what is your ultimate goal for beating porn? What is it? It's every day waking up and doing the damn things that you say you're going to do. It's being the man of integrity. It's being the man of confidence. It's being the man who lives in accordance with his values every day. That's it. There's no milestone. There's no 365 days. And once you get there, you've won. There's no failing. And there's no winning in there. It's you deciding to turn it off today and starting tomorrow to live in integrity. That's it. And when you do that, you found yourself at the top of this mountain. And when you find yourself in the top of the mountain, you finally understand that you came a long way. You're in full light of the sun. You cast no shadows in your life anymore. No more hypocrisy. And you live in full integrity. But you have to remember that staying at the top of this mountain is a bit of a task, and it's a big bit of a dance to figure out how to maintain your footing and your foothold so that you don't slip very quickly down one way or the other. And the best way to stay here at the tip of this mountain is to every day do the things that you know you need to do that are good for you. Do the things that a man of integrity would want to do. Do the things that the man you want to be would do every day. Don't be the guy that says, when I'm rich and famous, then I'll get in shape. When I have status and influence and power, when people are looking at me, then I'll get in shape. No, the people that are influential, the people that have power and influence are there because they're in shape, because they invest in themselves, because they work on themselves. Be that guy that already lives in integrity with who you want to be today, tomorrow. And before you know it, you will be that in a very short period of time. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explained the exact three-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.